Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts for joining me on tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in as we pray with love and power all around the world. We're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to get into the very presence of God and pray, and then we're going to listen to one song, then we're going to have announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Amen. Amen. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us get into the very presence of God. We're going to pray unto God. God is getting ready to do some great things. God is transforming many people into the realm of the spirit, and you have to be ready, because all of those needs and wants God is able and will provide. As the Lord is speaking, I want you to continue to prepare yourself and get ready for new opportunities and new doors, and you must be willing to walk through those new doors, and you must be willing to set your mind to everything that the Lord has given you. Now, for the younger generation and for people who need visuals, God is showing me a glass slipper, and he's showing me Cinderella. And God says that whatever blessing he has for you is only for you. He says, so there's no need in anyone jockeying for position or anyone upset with someone else, because God has blessed them, because God says that he has a plenty to go around. He says, my father is rich with houses and land. He holds the world at the palm of his head. And he says, rubies and diamonds, silver and gold, just tell him I'm a child of God. Amen. God has everything that you need. Whatever you need, God has it. Whatever you need, it doesn't matter. God has it. You know, you could be a regular person, or you could be a rich person, but you're not going to be at peace until you find Jesus. Believe me, you're not going to be at peace until you find Jesus. And so on tonight, we're going to pray unto God and have the Lord moves us. I know we have to pray for some individuals who ask for prayer. And, of course, we're going to pray in general for each and every person, each and every project, each and everything this week. We're going to pray one for another. So I'm going to dim the lights. And I want you right now to focus only on God. You know, a lot of us are focusing on what happened yesterday, what happened today, what happened last week, what happened 2 weeks ago, what happened years ago. You know, and the thing about it is, I want to tell you that there is a stipulation in the gift. And many of us just want to hear about the goodness of God and how God gives, but God says there's some things that we're going to have to do. And one of the things that hinders our praise and hinders our blessings is holding grudges and not talking to people, things that's in our heart, jealousy, malice, anger, those things cause us to miss our mark, to miss our blessing. And so at this particular time, this is your opportunity to filter out all of those things and give those things to God and ask God to fix it, because he can. And so we're going to go into prayer. And before we go into prayer, we must restore our souls so that we can have renewal in the spirit. And one thing you don't want to do is go into a pure place with a bunch of mess, with a bunch of junk. So whatever it is that is hindering you, whatever it is that's made you angry, whoever it is, God says bring them to him. Put them in his hands, and God will deal with that, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is, whatever it is. It could be a situation. It could be a person. It could be something personal in your life. Whatever it is, God says bring it unto him. And I'm going to pause because I want you to gather up everything that easily distracts you and bring it unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. We're going to go ahead and get into the Spirit of God. And we're going to listen to Center of My Joy while we pray. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Afrida Love Show. And I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, thanking you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. Lord, thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and helping us and keeping us all morning, all midday, and up until this very present moment. And for that, Lord, we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that you continue to be the God in our lives and help us to uplift and magnify who you are, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, those who are getting ready to come out of the hospital, and those who are thinking about going in, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you gird them up, Heavenly Father, and bless them in a major, major way, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who say, pray for me, for whatever reason there is. It could be for a health reason, a financial reason, a family reason, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, you know what it is. And we ask that we cover each person, Heavenly Father, in prayer, Lord, where they will be restored so that they can seek renewal from you, Lord. We ask for those who are grieving to just have your angels circle around those individuals, Lord, and let them know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to look upon all of our children, Lord, and keep them safe, Heavenly Father, and help them to be obedient, not only unto you, Lord, but unto their parents and their grandparents and to the places that they go, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless us, Lord, to keep our eyes looking up to the hills from which cometh our help, and our ears open so that we can hear your voice. And would you bless the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, our Free to Love Show, to continue to edify, magnify who you are, Heavenly Father. And not just this ministry, but other ministries as well, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, as we pray for those particular needs and wants, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you go down each person's list, Heavenly Father, and according to the will, would you grant the desires of their hearts, Heavenly Father, if it's healing, if it's deliverance, if it's financial blessings, if it's breakthroughs, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you be the God who restore and who renew, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we believe in your word. We believe in your promise, and we ask that we be ready, Lord, to accept and receive what you would have for us, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless us to have the capacity, Heavenly Father? Would you bless our feet? Would you bless our hearts and our minds, Heavenly Father, to be made up, to serve and your kingdom, Lord, and to do as you have asked us to do obediently, Lord, without question, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you just help us, Lord, and cover each person, Heavenly Father, on our list, whatever it is, whatever ailment it is, Lord, or if someone just needs prayer, we ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you cover them, Lord, and would you touch them with your anointing hands, Heavenly Father, just as that woman did who had the issue of blood, Heavenly Father, and then she was made whole. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the leaders all around this country and bless the churches and the people within the churches, Heavenly Father, and to help us to continue to be faithful, Heavenly Father, and continue to do your will, Lord. And then, Lord, as we go and as we speak, Heavenly Father, help us, Heavenly Father, to speak your word, to speak your true word and your revelation, Heavenly Father. Help us to be ambassadors and everything that we touch to prosper, Heavenly Father, everything that we see to be that of a magnitude of God and everything that we hear to be your voice, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue, Heavenly Father, to bless us to be faithful, Heavenly Father, not only in serving, Lord, but in leading as well, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we bless your holy and righteous name, Lord. We bless everything that you've created, Heavenly Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless everything that you give us, Heavenly Father, and help us to be able to utilize the tools that you give us, Lord, in a major way in order to better serve the kingdom, Lord. And, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, we ask, would you dry the tears of those who are crying? Lord, would you allow those who are weary to rest, Heavenly Father? Would you allow those who are hurting, Lord Jesus, to not experience any more pain, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the good reports. We thank you for the victories won, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each person who's on this line right now, Heavenly Father? Bless their families and their children, Lord, and bless everything that they do to prosper, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to build us up, Heavenly Father, and to help us and to keep us and to raise us up like you would have us to go, Lord. We thank you and we bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and praise God. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track by Mr. Richard Smallwood. Amen. Amen. I always feel much better when I pray unto God. There's something about prayer. Prayer changes things, and I really believe that. And I'm telling you, if you really, 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 really get into the realm of God, then God is able to see you through. There's a song that says, be blessed, my brother, be blessed, my sister, wherever this life leads you. Amen. And I want us to play that song. We're going to listen to that song. Then we're going to have our announcements. Then after our announcements, I'm going to bid you good night. So we're going to listen to Bishop Paul S. Martin. And he's going to sing Be Blessed. Amen. And I want you to really think about this song because God blesses us in a mighty, mighty, and a powerful way. So I want you to listen to this song, and we really mean it. We want you to be blessed, amen? We want everyone on this line to be blessed. We want our families to be blessed. We want our friends to be blessed. We want everyone to be blessed. So this is Bishop Paul S. Martin. Be blessed.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Ah. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to sleep, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
You might be worrying. My.
I thought about everything you've been through.
Yeah.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution?
I pray for you.
And God said, tell them to pray.
You pray for me.
And watch him change.
Watch God change.
Yeah.
I pray for you.
You pray for me.
And watch God change.
Man, that was Bishop Paul S. Martin. He says, be blessed wherever you go. And how many of you know that when you pray, God is able to change things, but you must pray? And so my question is, who do you really believe in? Who do you really believe in? That's a question that should be asked on a daily basis. Who do you really believe in? And the answer should be, I put all of my faith and my trust in God, because we believe in God. We believe in love and power, and we believe in the power of God, because it's through his word that he sends healing. It's through his word that he delivers us. It's through his word that he sets us free. And it is your decision to accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You always have a decision. It is your decision if you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I'm going to tell you something. We all need God and we all want God. And so throughout life, it's hard to go through life without God. You can't experience joy. You can't experience anything without God, because God is the center of our joy. But many times God gives us favor and grace that we don't even deserve, and we're still able to witness and to experience God's life-changing experiences. Just like, for instance, Paul, you know, or Saul, actually, you know, just like when Jesus transformed him, right, into Paul, you know, Saul was persecuting the church, but God was able to transform him, and he's able to do the same thing with us. But we have to be willing to take action and willing to allow God to come into our lives, because the church really starts in the heart. And once the church starts in the heart, then wherever you go, that's where the church is. That's why we must keep the church purified at all times. Amen? Amen. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to, I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I am going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, journalists, positive community leaders. Please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we need to pray one for another. Just imagine if everyone was praying for everyone, then this world would be a better place. Amen. So be sure to pray for your family and yourself and those you know and those whom you do not know, because there are many people who are praying for healing, financial breakthroughs. There are many people praying for just different situations, and we want to make sure that we cover everyone. So if each person who's listening go out and tell somebody to pray for someone else, then we can cover everybody, because we want to make sure that everyone is covered in the word and prayer of God. Amen. Now, I have a couple of websites that I want you to look at. The first one is the AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com. And what you will see is this particular website. And for this week, I want you to focus on the number one gospel show in my house, which is the Love Live Jesus Ministry or Alfreda Love Show. Now, if you need a speaker, if you're looking for a speaker on education, servant leadership, health, wellness, you have a certified speaker right here. This tells a little bit about me. It also tells a little bit about the availability and also the affiliations, many of the affiliations that I'm affiliated with. So please be sure to check that out. Now then, if you want to be connected right to the radio station, you go to Love Radio, LOVERADO, on this website, Love Radio. You click on it. And what you will find right now is it will say live, which means that I'm on air right now, live and in person. Amen. Praise God. And so if you want to check out the other shows, what you're going to do is scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you're going to click the numbers. There's a number one. When you click the number one, you go back up to the top. If you want to see any or hear any of these shows, like Love's Top 15 Billboard Artists, Needs and Wants, What Are You Asking God For, Who Do You Believe In, Meet Miss Alfreda Gerald, Believe in Magic, Gospel Phoebe Hines. If you want to hear any of these particular ministries, just click on one of these numbers, right? It's 1 through 9 right now. Click on the number and go up and see which show you want to listen to. I prefer that you listen to them all, because they're all very helpful, okay? So be sure to do that. In addition to that, if you want to leave a comment, it's just like Facebook. You can add a comment right there, and then I will respond to you within 24 hours, okay? So be sure to do that. So that's the radio show. And if you want to follow the radio show, all you have to do is look at this little picture, my little picture here, and right under it, it says follow or unfollow. there's a follow button, and you want to just press the follow button, and you can connect with me through Facebook or Twitter or any of these other sites, and that's how you're able to follow. And with the follow, you will receive an email every time this particular ministry comes on. You will receive a personalized email inviting you and reminding you that the Love, Live, Jesus Ministry, Our Freedom Love Show is on. Amen? Amen. Now I want you to go back. We're still on this website. Here's an interview. If you look at Love's interview, it's an interview that was conducted by the Hispanic Chamber. I want to thank them again. I am the last interviewee on that particular video, so check out everyone on that video. Then we have a school tutorial site. Within the site, it tells a little bit about the tutoring services that we will begin offering. My favorite is probably writing and reading and being creative. But we offer many things in math, science, social studies, and all those great things. So that's the school tutorial site. Upcoming events, the National Book Festival in Houston, Texas. Be sure to stop by Spiritual Guides to Go table, also known as the Afrita Love Show. And also check me out on that Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., Dr. Afrita Love. At 3 o'clock p.m., be sure to come to that site as we're talking about servant leadership and how to remain focused, because we must remain focused and make sure that we're listening to God and to His direction. Remember, take out your calendars. Take out your calendars. December 18th, we are going to have a talent show in Big Bellamy, Texas. You still have time to submit your acts. You still have time to express interest. If you're interested in the talent show, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 254-744-6616. Once again, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're going to be in this area on December 18th at 6 p.m., email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can call me at 254-744-6616. If you want to just attend the talent show, please, 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 as I said before, call me 254-744-6616 or email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now then, the book that we're going to really look into on Saturday, God's Will, and have a great time with, is entitled A Spiritual Guide to Go and How We Are to Remain Focused. One of the main highlights of this particular guide or book is perfecting your walk with God. And any time we walk, we know that we're making our hearts happy, because happy hearts means a healthy heart. And so in our walk with God, we must remain focused. And we're going to go from a perspective of someone who is walking in the will of God. Amen? Walking in the will of God and being able to remain focused. So please come out to that particular workshop. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have some discussions, and I'll get to meet some new faces. So I'm looking very forward to that. Amen? And that is on Saturday at 3 o'clock. But be sure to come to the festival and check out the website about the festival and the details. Amen? Amen. All right? Go back to the particular website, and what you will see with some of the speaking topics that my consultants and I speak on. We have many different speaking topics. Many of them deals with education and other aspects. So be sure to check out those particular speaking topics as well. Amen? Amen. All right. In addition to that, if you go to, and my computer is kind of being slow right now, but that's okay. If you go to afrita.hubpages.com, what you will see is you will see, once again, Ms. Vivica Fox will greet you at that particular page, because she's on the highlight. She's highlighted one of the highlighted articles. All right. So you go to that page, Ms. Vivica Fox will greet you very happily, and you will see many articles on television and TV shows. You will see celebrities. You will see politics and political science. You will see, what else will you see, health and fitness, a mother-child bond. You will see effective presentation, social life in school, teaching. You will see personal health information, activism, Christianity, radio, of course, social issues, blues music, politics, and political science. Once again, you will see all of these articles, so please be sure to check them out, okay? Please be sure, and it is past time to write some more articles, so just stay tuned, and we're going to write some more articles for your leisure. In addition to that, as I said before, I just want to reiterate, if you look on my Facebook page, I want to reiterate that We have the National Book Festival this week in Houston, Texas. We have that. And then we have the promotion. We're still promoting for the Big Talent Show in Bellmead, Texas, and that's on December 18th. Be sure to mark that down. If you're coming from out of town, I will have hotel and other information for you so that you will know. Then, of course, for the radio show on tomorrow, I'm going to just type in AfridaLoveShow.com because I want you to go on Love. Excuse me. My voice is going out. I want you to go on Love Radio, and I want you to listen to some of the interviews and some of the Praying with Love and some of the shows. I want you to listen to those on Thursday, God's will. And so that's what we're going to do, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry on Thursday. We have many great artists who are coming on the ministry from NBC, from The Voice. We have gospel artists. We have prolific writers. We have journalists. We have people that you see on TV. We have regular people like me. We have so many people who's coming on the ministry, so I want you to stay tuned because next week we're kicking it off strong with some great heavy hitters in the entertainment field as well as in the author world. So it's very important that you please come back and listen to the Afrida Love Show, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry as well. Be sure to do that. All righty. Let's see what else announcements I have for you. Once again, I'm just reiterating December 18th is the talent show. Make sure that if you want to be a participant in the talent show, you email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or call me, 254-744-6616. Be sure to call me and let me know if you just want to attend. All right, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me, 254-744-6616. In conclusion, I want you to know that prayer changes things. And so whatever you're going through, whatever you need, whatever you want, God has it. There's nothing on this earth that we need or want that God does not have. God has everything that you need and want. And so God wants us to have a relationship with him and come and ask. And we ask in a humble spirit, and we don't ask amiss by trying to keep up with the next person or trying to do something, you know, to hurt someone else. We have to come to God with a humble spirit, and we have to come with a need, and we have to come with a want that's legit. Amen. And so the thing is that we don't want to ask God for something we can't handle. If you're going to ask God for something, then make sure that you have the capacity to handle what God is going to give you. So you have to be very cautious with that, and you have to be serious. It's very serious business on Mondays when we're going unto God and we are releasing those needs and wants. It's very important that you really prioritize, you really think about, is this what I really need and what I really want? Or am I asking this because my neighbor has this? So make sure it's a personal thing with you and God, because what your neighbor needs, you may not need. And what you need, your neighbor may not need. So it's a very personal thing with God. You need to study the Word of God and get on a very personal level with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate each and every one of you. We have so many people on the line. All of you for coming out tonight. I appreciate my co-hosts, all of them, for coming out tonight. And we're going to pray this whole week for our event on this week, Friday and Saturday. God's going to do some great things, and we're going to meet some great people and make some great connections. And we're just going to pray and pray and pray and pray. And God is doing some great things. But I want you to know that everything, make sure that what you do for Christ is not in vain, because everything that we do for Christ, that will last. Amen. And so we're praying for those who say, pray for me. We're continuing to lift up everyone. And I thank you guys so much once again for staying up tonight, listening to the Afrida Love Show, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.